morning.
Now, well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys. Now, attention, everybody.
Yes, sir.
Right. Today, I intend to give you, or at least intend to make my last attempt to give you, a lesson on the early Australian explorers.
Nice work.
Yes. Explorers, sir.
Quiet. Right. I tried to give this lesson last time in story form. That is, I tried to tell you a story sort of thing. But, of course, I never got anywhere.
No, sir.
No. I'm not suggesting that it was your fault. Actually, that idiot Greenbottle was entirely responsible. But today I'm going to see to it that he says nothing.
He's not here, sir.
No, but he will be. And when he does, I'm going to keep him quiet even if I have to gag him.
Why, sir?
Well, that's because... Listen, I'll gag you to start with if you don't stop asking questions. Yes, and you too, Bottomley.
I never said anything.
You said ow. In fact, you're always saying it. And I'm just about sick of it.
What?
Ow.
Yes,
ow.
Yes. Ow!
Well, that might make you have some reason for saying out. How long do you think I want to keep up an argument like that?
Strike that out.
I know it did. It was meant to. And if you're not very careful, you'll get some more. Now, you can both give me your undivided attention while I tell you this story.
Yes, sir.
Right. Well, it's a little difficult to know just where to begin.
Why, sir?
Now, be careful, my boy. Because there were so many explorers, that's why. I don't know whether to tell you first about Stuart, Sturt, Leichhardt, or Eyre.
Well, it's your story.
Yeah.
Say what you like. We won't know the difference.
No, of course. Well, that makes it easier. I'll tell you the one about...
Three Bears.
The Three Bears. Now, listen to this. This is very important. Once upon a time... what am I talking about? That's not right.
Yes, sir, that's right.
Right? It's nothing of the sort. And anyhow, what do you know about a stamp?
That's how it starts.
Hmm?
Once upon a time, there were three bears.
What?
Sure, that's what. You were doing fine.
The father bear, the mother bear, and the baby bear.
Listen, for goodness sake, keep those tongues of yours still. I've got not the slightest intention of telling you the story of the three bears.
Why, have you forgotten it?
Yes, I... No, I have. Well, as a matter of fact, yes, I have.
Ah, well, we'll tell you.
Will you?
Sure.
Ah.
It was like this, you see.
Yeah?
These three bears lived in a big house, owned to the peculiar habits bears had in those days.
Oh.
The house was...
No, bother me.
Yeah?
I wouldn't trust myself to give you the stick just now. I'd probably inflict some permanent injury on you. It's just as well for you that I'm a man of a very even temper. That was just absolute twaddle.
But that was right, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir, I know that story backwards.
Oh, do you?
Yes. You see, these three bears all went out for the day.
Fishing.
No, I never.
Were you there?
No.
Well, how do you know they didn't go fishing?
Well, I never went fishing in my book anyhow.
You don't fish in a book.
Yeah, but the... Hey, Digger, Bottomley, he's waiting for us.
Shh.
Have you finished?
Yes.
We haven't told you the part about the porridge yet.
Porridge?
Sure, the baby bear said... He's been eating my pie.
Oh, did he? Listen, there. Turn your right, Bottomley. If you think I'm going to put up with disobedience all day from you, my boy, you're quite wrong.
Yes, sir.
Yes, listen.
Yeah.
And that's for you, Stanford. You were in that as well. You were just as bad as Bottomley. I didn't ask you boys to tell me the story of the three bears. The three bears. I've never heard anything like it.
Yes, well, I have.
Have you?
Yes.
What?
I've heard something like it.
Have you?
Yes, the three little pigs.
Three little pigs?
Yes, you know. He yawked and he pulped and he blew the house in.
The green bottle.
Yes?
If you say one more word on that topic, you'll get the stick.
Yes, sir.
Nobody gave you permission to walk into the classroom and burst in on a conversation that didn't concern you.
Yes, but I was just telling you about the three little pigs.
Yes, I know you were, but don't. I don't want to hear about them. I can see three little pigs as it is.
Three little pigs?
Yes, Greenbottle. I can see three little pigs in this classroom.
My old man gets like that.
Does he?
Yes, but he usually sees lizards.
Lizards? The Greenbottle, will you stop behaving like a baboon? You know as well as I do what I meant when I said I could see three little pigs here.
If you happen to catch sight of a pink elephant, will you save him for me?
Yes, I'll do that.
A nice pet to have around the house.
Yes, of course. What? Bottomley, I think. And that's quite enough from you for one day, Bottomley. It won't be healthy for you to make any more remarks like that. If you don't behave yourself, I'll write something down in my detention book about you.
You what, sir?
I'll write something down in my detention book about you.
shark, what do you write, sir?
I'll write, Rupert Bottomley is mad. I hate him.
Ah.
No. I don't mean that.
I didn't mean that.
Quiet. Quiet. Look, stop that noise.
Yeah, pipe down, Green Bottle.
Yes, and you pipe down, too.
Well, strike, it's not fair him being allowed to like that.
No. What?
Well, it's not my fault. I'm called Rupert.
All right, I never said it was.
Yeah.
Yes, what?
Yes, I'd rather have a number than a name like that.
Would you?
Yes, of course I would.
Oh, Rex, it's got nothing to do with you, Green Bottle.
Bottomy, look, will you stop talking?
Strike.
And Green Book.
Yes?
You won't have a name at all, or a number if you're not very careful. You'll have an epitaph.
Yeah.
Yes, well, for goodness sake, keep quiet and give somebody else a chance to say something.
Yes, sir.
Hold your tongue.
Yes.
Now, where were we? Look, how... Well, what on earth are we talking about?
The Three Little Pigs.
Oh, yes. Now, no, we weren't.
Well, I was.
Weren't you?
Yes, don't you remember?
Yes, I do remember. And I also remember that I told you not to say any more about it.
Yes.
Well, why did you? But why did you mention it again when I told you not to?
Well, that's my favorite.
Oh, is it? And do you really think that that's any reason why you should mention it again? Just because it's your favorite?
How do you mean?
Well, look, assuming that peaches were your favorite fruit, do you think I'd allow you to bring along a basketful and eat them in the classroom just because they're your favorite?
They're not my favorite.
Aren't they?
No, I go more for quinces.
Yes, well, Greenbuck, I'm not a scrap interested in that sort of talk.
Yes, but I was just putting you right.
Oh, were you? Well, look, there's no need for you to do anything of the kind.
Yes, but you said my favorite fruit was peaches.
No, I didn't. No. What I said was, we'll assume that they were peaches.
Yes, well, I've never assumed a peach in my life.
Haven't you?
No, I go more for quinces.
Yes, well, listen, I'll go for you in a minute like a big Alsatian dog.
Our neighbour's got a dog, sir.
Yes, Alsatian?
No, sir, Pekingese.
All right, well, I'll go for him like a big Pekingese.
Yes.
And then we'll see if... No, I won't. I mean, listen, And that might remind you not to butt in on other people's conversation, Stanford.
Strike, so only said about the dog.
Yes, well, there's no need for you to say about anything at all. I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to Greenbottle.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. But what about? I don't know.
I was just saying that I'd never assumed a peach.
Yes, that's right. Oh, yes. And because of this, we... No, wait a minute. You've never what?
Assumed a peach.
Assumed? Listen, you don't assume it. You consume it.
Well, I don't.
Don't you?
No, I go more for quinces.
Yes, Greenbottle, if you tell us that again, I'll hit you over the head with this tape.
Yeah.
You go more for quinces. You're nothing but a quince yourself. No wonder you go for them.
Yeah.
So that's just a case of birds of a feather flock together.
A case of what?
A case of quinces. A case of birds of a feather flock together.
What birds, sir?
The birds in the what do you mean, what birds?
What birds flock together?
Well, the birds of a feather.
Haven't all birds got feathers?
No, of course they haven't. Yes, I suppose they have.
Why, sir?
Well, Stamford, will you stop asking questions? Why? How could the birds fly if they didn't have feathers?
Yes, but all birds don't fly.
Yes, they do. Don't they?
Have you ever seen an ostrich soaring gracefully over the treetops?
Yeah, of course I have.
Well, that's worse than seeing pink elephants.
Yes, I dare say it is, but I... No, it's not. Yes, it is. The Bottomy.
Yeah?
Are you trying to be impertinent again, my boy?
Oh, me, sir?
Yes, you. Your name's Bottomy, isn't it?
You must remember him. That's Rupert.
Oh, yes.
Woo-hoo, Rupert!
Look, Green Bottle. Serves you right. How many times do you want to be told about that sort of thing?
Shall I dung him too, sir?
Yeah. No, look, you leave him alone, Bottomy.
A man ought to bash him on the snout.
Yes, but... What? Bash him on the snout.
Sure.
Bottomy, look, if you must talk, kindly learn to use the English language. I've told you about this slang many times. It's time you learnt to speak like a public school gentleman. Bash him on the snout. That's no way to talk. Hit him in the face.
Shall I?
Sure, bash him.
Right, take that.
No, I didn't mean it. Don't
you think you're in me for, Bottomy?
No,
there you go. I'll dog you again.
Yes. Look, will you bash him?
You told me to bash him.
I did nothing of the sort. Well, if I said that, you should have known very well that I was just carried away, and I didn't really mean what I said.
Why not, sir?
Well, because that is... It was... Bottomley, have you got any strength left?
Sure.
Well, bash them.
With pleasure.
Anybody else?
You better not eat me.
You wait, Bottomley. I'm going to tell my father on you.
You don't say that. Get right my heart.
All right. Well, just keep quiet, Bottomley. I shouldn't have asked you to do that. It was my fault.
Yes, sir.
Yes, and you mind your own business, David. You were only the one that got hit.
Yeah.
And what's more, you thoroughly deserved it.
Why, sir?
Well, because if you... But talking like that, that's why. Because you keep asking irrelevant questions. You're just as bad for getting us off the track as Greenbottle is.
I don't get you off the track.
No. What? You don't get us off the track? No. No, no. You're just the most helpful pupil that I've ever had, that's all.
Yeah.
Yes, what?
Yes, I didn't like the look in your eye when you said that.
Didn't you?
No. You didn't seem fair dinkum.
No. What? Well, listen, keep quiet now. You know as well as I do that you're always putting us off the track of our lessons. You put us off the track today.
No, I never.
And I say you did, Greenbottle.
Yes, but I'm still prepared to discuss the three little pigs.
All right, well, let's get back to it.
Yes.
There, now.
But that's what we were doing.
We were doing nothing of the kind. I told you twice or three times that I didn't want to hear about the three little pigs. Because there are three little pigs in this classroom as it is.
Fred, go.
That's all you are, and you know it. Stanford Bottomley Greenbottle. What better description could you have than that? The three little pigs.
Woo, how could you say such a thing?
I haven't got my gun here.
Well, look, if you've decided to go on talking, you can. I refuse to carry on in the face of opposition like that.
Yes, sir.
Well, good morning, boys. What?
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.
Let's get out of that truck.
Yes, sir.